Educate, encourage, engage, entrust. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired's 2014 Annual Report. The mission of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired is to promote the dignity and independence of people in Wisconsin who are blind or visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, WCBNVI, moved forward with its mission to promote the dignity and independence of Wisconsin residents who are visually impaired or blind during 2014. We did this by prioritizing the educational component of our mission, encouraging the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly to promote legislation to ensure the security and safety of people who are visually impaired, engaging with others through outreach and collaboration, connecting with established and prospective donors who wish to entrust their resources with the Council, and supporting individuals on their journey through significantly changing vision with education and resources about alternative skills, assistive devices, and technology, as well as encouraging their participation in Council programming and events. WCBNVI is directed by individuals who are blind or visually impaired. For this reason, we achieve our most important goal, continuous, high-quality education and vision services to individuals with significant vision loss. We firmly engage with our target population because we are members of that community. WCBNVI staff and board are knowledgeable and dedicated and look forward to accomplishing our mission to promote the dignity and independence of people who are visually impaired during 2015 and beyond. Rhonda Statz, 2014 Council President, and Loretta Himmelsbach, Executive Director. Mission of Education. In the summer of 2014, WCBNVI board and leadership staff held a strategic planning retreat where priorities were delineated for the years 2015 through 2018. The adoption of a policy governance model assisted board members and staff in identifying key strengths and improved the definition of the Council's future. At this time, it was discovered that all Council activities and services delivered are predicated on education. Through outreach of individuals who are blind or visually impaired, of legislators, of donors, of board members and staff, and as a result of collaboration with like-minded organizations, as a result, staffing patterns and workflow were prioritized to maximize WCBNVI's number one asset, the ability to encourage consumers, donors, and collaborators throughout the mission priority of education. Key educational programs executed in 2014 include Saving Sight Symposium, Fighting Back Against Macular Degeneration and Diabetic Eye Disease, was produced in partnership with the University of Wisconsin, Madison School of Medicine and Public Health Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. Three webinars were offered: Depression Among People with Vision Loss, Treatment and Coping Strategies, presented by Chris Richmond, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Counselor, and Dr. Justin Gertzner, Department of Psychiatry, UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Counting Sheep, Understanding Sleep Disorders, presented by Dr. Larry Epstein, Program Director of Sleep Medicine Fellowship at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and Dr. Dewey Micklin, Director of Medical Science Liaisons at Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and Adaptive Products for People with Vision Loss, presented by WCBNVI staff. Take Your Pills Safely, focused on educating pharmacists in Dane and Iowa counties with tips for working with customers who are blind or visually impaired. Additional programs on medication management were presented to residents in Iowa County. A booklet on this subject was distributed in Brown, D, Dane, Iowa, Fond du Lac, Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Racine, St. Croix, Vilas, and Wood counties. Stepping On, an evidence-based program proven to reduce falls in older people, includes a segment on vision, balance, and fall prevention. Staff presented the segment of classes in Columbia, Dane, Grant, Green, Iowa, Jefferson, Juneau, Lafayette, Rock, and Waukesha counties. Wisconsin Reads, a UW-based freshman reading program, had students reading a book about a man's experience with vision loss entitled Cockeyed by Ryan Knighton. Council members, staff, and friends participated with UW students in an experiential learning lab and panel discussion on living with vision loss. Lastly, healthy cooking classes for people with low vision was held at Willie Street Co-op in Middleton. Dr. Julia Mars from the UW Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences discussed eating wise for healthy eyes. WCB and VI staff members guided participants as they learned food preparation skills with and without adaptive devices. Encouraging advocacy. Initiation and support of legislation to improve the security and safety for people who are blind and visually impaired has been a vital component of WCB and VI's mission since its inception. Because 2014 was an election year, the council sent information packets to all candidates running for office. WCB and VI board members and staff remain available to serve as a resource and provide lawmakers with the information they may need regarding issues important to people who are visually impaired. Last year, the council focused its legislative efforts centered on what was called the Omnibus Bill. This bill draft included sections on pedestrian safety, wayfinding, the White Cane Law, accessible web content, and signage, housing discrimination, and guide dog updates to bring Wisconsin laws to ADA standards and clarify the definition and non-discrimination policies regarding service dogs. Engaging through outreach. The adoption of a policy governance model enabled the WCB and VI board and leadership staff to better recognize the importance and benefit of outreach. The council will touch a greater number of people's lives through the cultivation of collaboration with others. Towards this end, the council is focused on building relationships with groups with a similar mission in mind. Productive relationships currently exist with several groups, including Wisconsin Lions Club and the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Outreach is critical for connecting with potential volunteers and to promote a culture of philanthropy. Additionally, outreach remains critical to the recruitment of these individuals who may serve on the board or on the committees that direct the council's activities. 2014 outreach efforts include a great variety of social and educational events and activities. For the first time ever, and with great success, the council's recreation committee hosted a canoe trip in Torrego, Wisconsin. Another popular outdoor activity was Ride the Drive, where participants rode tandem bicycles with the help of sighted guides through the streets of downtown Madison. Arts and culture were highlighted through the council sponsorship of the Madison Museum of Contemporary Arts Gallery Night and Bloomsday Narration events. The annual scholarship and awards luncheon events each celebrated successes of both talented students and inspiring adults. The Appleton Dining in the Dark event, as well as the Edgerton Euchre Tournament, provided an engaging experience along with some fun. The Council's many educational presentations included the three statewide webinars, Stepping On events, cooking classes, and specially requested programs provided opportunities to branch out to individuals in the communities in which they live. Entrusting resources that make a difference. Navy veteran Beth Ann Zellmer learned of the council through a staff member at the courthouse in Crandon, Wisconsin. Quote, I did volunteer work for the County Veteran Service Officer, CVSO. She was visually impaired, and I could help her by delivering messages throughout the courthouse and doing some office work, recalls Bethann. The CVSO was using a larger keyboard and computer screen, which were purchased at the council. The volunteer position ended a year later with the CVSO retired, but the connection to the council continues today. Bethann knows her gifts to the council are appreciated, and she knows how the money is being used. It makes me so happy to know that what I give goes back and is being used solely for the purpose of helping individuals who are blind and visually impaired, said Bethann. Bethann and her husband, Harold, live in rural Crandon with their chickens, geese, cat, and bees. Quote, this is God's country, Beth declares. We thank the Lord every day for all the blessings he's given us. Notes handwritten by Bethann accompany each gift to the council. I look forward to opening her letters, says Lori Werbex, council staff member. It's such a pleasure to read her notes. Each one shows Bethann's positive attitude and generosity. About the council, Bethann says, I trust your organization, and I tell others about you so they will donate too. Thank you, Bethann, for your enthusiasm and your support. 2014 program statistics. 9,930, the number of people served by the council in 2014. 2,151, the number of customers in the Sharper Vision store. 25,511, the number of unique visitors to the council's website. 1,216 individual support through assistive technology training, in-home vision rehabilitation visits, low vision evaluations, orientation and mobility training, and free white canes. 6,563, the number of people who attended council-sponsored seminars, programs, and presentations. 2,478, the number of volunteer hours donated by friends and supporters for special events, mailings, meetings, publications, committee work, and outreach. Financials. 2014 total revenue, $1,007,213. Investments, 45%. Contributions, bequests, and grants equaled 38%. Fees totaled 3%. And sales of assisted devices include 14%. 2014 expenses, $1,199,779. Of that, low vision services totaled 34%. Community and education and advocacy equaled 34%. Management and general was 18%. And fundraising totaled 14%. Note, the company condensed financial data and graphical presentations as of and for the year ending December 31, 2014, were derived from the consolidated statements which were audited by Smith & Jeslin, LLP. The data and graphical presentation should be read in conjunction with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired consolidated financial statements and the auditor's report. Complete copies of those statements are available upon request. Growing our legacy circle. For more than 60 years, estate gifts to the council have enabled us to help people with vision loss adjust and adapt to their changing vision. The impact of legacy gifts lives on for years into the future. A gift from your estate promises future generations that the council's services, educational events, and advocacy will be there for them. We invite you to join the Legacy Circle by including the council in your will or by designating the council as a beneficiary of your life insurance policy, IRA, annuity, or other retirement plan. There are many options that allow you to provide your heirs while still ensuring a gift to your favorite charity. More information can be found on our website at www.wcblind.org or by calling Lori at 608 608-237-8114. That number again is 608-237-8114. We'd like to thank members of our Legacy Circle: Anonymous, Helen Bewick, Kathleen Brockman, Ray Cubberly, Stephen Johnson, Esther Lovelace, Stan Nelson, Arnold and Alice Tucker, Scott and Beverly Verhaag, Chris and Teresa Zinchenko. In 2014, we gratefully received bequests from Marion and Albert Depler, Gertrude Gebhardt, Louis Haas, Harvey Hansen, Emil Hunkel, Claremont Jackson, Jean Olis, Arnold Van Bogart, and Linda Vokes. We received gifts in memory of Melvin Crystal, Joan Conrad, John B. Davis, M.D., John Dufek, Lorraine Gifford, Helen Harris, Beverly Kenworthy, George Kolar, Kenneth Langley, Jean McNary, Beverly Patty, John Risser, Olive Roberts, Magda Schultz, Edward Spleeter, Jerry Vogt, and Veda Wichman. Grant funding and sponsorships were received from the Alliant Energy Foundation, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, Anonymous, Associated Bank, Community First Credit Union, the Courtier Foundation, the EVU Foundation Incorporated, which is the charitable arm of the Capital Times, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation, which includes the Carl and Alma S. Greelotch Fund, Catherine and Walter Lindsay Foundation, and the William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund, Gary Goyke and Associates, LS&S, the Madison Gas and Electric Foundation, Mattingly Low Vision, Milwaukee Irish Fest Foundation, National Garden Life Insurance Company, Smith and Jesslyn, Theta Care, and the Vogel Foundation. Thank you to the many individuals, service organizations, and businesses that supported the work of the Council in 2014. The names of the generous folks are listed on our website at www.wcblind.org.